This recording will teach you how to deadlift. Now, if you haven't already, you need to check out my recording for a hip hinge because that is the key movement when performing a deadlift. So, the idea of that is that you're hinging at the hip, you're pushing your hips back whilst keeping your back straight. A little bend in the knee is totally fine. And the arms are sort of reaching down towards the ground. The purpose of that is to keep your spine in safe alignment when you go to pull away from the ground. But also, it means that you'll be able to use the back of the legs, so the hamstrings and the glutes most effectively. So, if you haven't already, go and check out that recording. If you've done that and you understand how a hinge should feel, and you've had plenty of practice, then we can move on to actually pulling weight from the ground. So we'll start with the barbell variation because that's the usual sort of association that we have with deadlifting. And obviously, you might need someone to help you to set that up. If you've got an Olympic bar, the good thing is there are serrated edges so you can feel where the very center is, and you can sort of work out where you are in relation to the weight from that. Okay, so what you want to do is get a bar set up on the ground, or if you've got dumbbells, just have those dumbbells ready. I will come on to that. But in the case of the barbell, it should be sat with equal weight at each end. And what you want to do is just walk up to the barbell itself. So, I want your shins to actually be touching the barbell. Now, your feet are going to be about hip width apart. You don't need to go so wide with a deadlift compared to a squat, for example. You want your toes to be pointing forwards, and you obviously want to be kind of standing in the middle of the bar. So, you've walked up to the bar, your shins are touching it. I now want you to reach down using that hip hinge. That you learned from the previous recording to actually reach the hands down so that you're actually holding onto the bar itself. So you don't want to just drop the arms down as if you were just picking up a pen that you dropped off the floor. You really want to push the hips back, keep the shoulders rolled back, keep your back nice and straight, and just keep sort of reaching down. Don't worry about the knees bending, that's totally fine, and that's completely natural. And your hand should be reaching down until you actually grasp onto the bar itself. Now, to work out sort of where you are, have a little feel along the bar itself, and there's a sort of middle bit where it's about 3 inches long of sort of serrated edge. And then on each side, there is a smooth edge before going into another serrated edge at the ends towards where the plates are actually placed. So find that very middle section and then kind of make sure that your hands are equidistant from that very center on each side. So we're not doing any pulling yet, you're still just finding your position. Okay, so you've got your shins up against the bar, your hands are grasping onto the bar. Hopefully, you found the center and sort of worked your way out. Now, your arms want to be on the outside of your knees, not miles apart, literally touching the knees. So, you've got a little bend in the knee, and the arms are reaching down. The arms are completely straight. Your hands are grasping onto the bar, and your knees should be pushing into the inside of your elbow, which actually helps you to create tension. And here, you really want to squeeze your hands hard into the bar, but also squeeze your armpit completely closed. So imagine that you had a piece of fruit stuck in your armpit, if you can imagine such a thing, and you're trying to split it apart by just closing your armpit. So closing your arms into the side of your body. So give that a quick go. Again, we haven't started lifting. Yeah, we're just finding the position. Hand should be in the right place. You're now squeezing your arm hard into the side of your body. You should feel your lats working when you do that. So that's sort of like the wings down the side of the back, and they're a prime mover when it comes to deadlifting. Okay, so from this position, we really want to make sure that your chest is as high as possible. So you're still holding onto the bar, the arms are straight, but just try and pull your chest up and keep a sort of neutral position in the spine with regards to the head. So you don't want to be looking excessively up, you don't want to be looking excessively down, just a kind of neutral position for your head. Right, so chest is pushed up, arms are squeezed. You also want to push your bum down. So by doing this, you're going to feel loads of tension because it's like you're trying to pull your chest up, you're trying to push your bum down, and we haven't even started moving yet. Okay, we're pretty much ready to do the lift itself. So grab hard onto the bar, all right? And what I want you to do when we actually go into the lift is imagine you're pushing the floor away from you. So you're driving the feet hard into the floor, and by doing so, we're kind of pulling the bar up off the ground. Does that make sense? So it's push the feet down, pull the bar up until you come to a stand. You don't need to shrug your shoulders at the top. Okay, so we're going to pull that bar off the ground in 3, 2, 1. And when you're at that stand at the top, your shoulder blades will be sat back. You should be hips fully through. We're now going to slowly bring the bar back down, and this really relates to the hip hinge exercise that I described on the previous recording. You're going to keep the bar in contact with your thighs, and slowly you're going to push your bum back, keep the shoulders rolled back until you're lowering the bar by pushing that bum back. Okay, so you're not pushing the arms down as if you're trying to push the bar to the floor with your hands. You are just creasing at the hip, slowly pushing your bum back, and that bar should start working its way down the thighs. And then once you get past the knee, you can sort of bend the knees a little more to bring the bar all the way down to the ground. Okay, let's have another go. So you should be right back down on the ground now. Build up that tension, arm squeezed in, bum pushed down, chest up, and push the floor away in 3, 2, 1. Okay, into that solid lockout. So once again, you're going to bring the bar down under control. So we're slowly working past the thighs, keeping the shoulders rolled back. Once you get past the knee, a little more bend in the knee. Wonderful. Okay. And that just takes a little bit of practice. It's one of those things that sounds and looks really straightforward, but actually there's a lot going on. With regards to doing a deadlift with dumbbells, very similar rules apply, but there's no problem with regards to where the bar travels. So you might have found doing the barbell version that you kind of felt as if you were kind of throwing the bar over your knees. And that just takes a little bit of getting used to. If that's the case, you just need to try and play around with the hip position at the start. Do you need your hips a bit higher? Do you need them a little bit lower in more of a kind of squat position? If you've got long legs like myself, then you'll probably find that you need the hips much higher up. So your back is pretty much parallel to the ground at the start of the lift. So give that a go. Now with the dumbbells, you want to place them directly in front of each foot. And the approach is very similar to with a barbell, but obviously you're not going to hit your shins into the dumbbell. The reason for that is because they're not going to be so high up off the ground. Okay, so you just approach in the same way till your foot can feel the dumbbell, and then reach down and grab onto the handles. Same rules apply with bringing the chest up and pushing your bum down. I should mention actually, this is a great exercise for trying out those heavier dumbbells if you do have any of those to hand or at the gym, because it's an exercise that uses a lot of different muscle groups, so you're going to be able to pull much higher weight. Once you got hold of those, same thing, yep, you got your chest up, hands firmly gripping onto those dumbbells. I want you to work them up in the same way, so keep the dumbbells close to your body as you would have a bar, and on the way back down, you're still going to lower the weight by pushing your bum back. So give that a go. I hope it all works out well for you.